Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was addressing a two-day meeting of the BJP Chief Minister's Council in New Delhi, which concluded on Sunday. The meeting was aimed at reviewing governance practices and their welfare schemes. PM Modi gave several suggestions on further improving the governance in the respective states, emphasizing on messaging of the welfare schemes for their better delivery. PM Modi emphasized the need to ensure saturation coverage of welfare schemes going on in the BJP-ruled states, saying they should be seen as an example of good governance. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports and Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, in his continuous endeavour to increase the effectiveness of the My Bharat portal, chaired an interactive session with the youth engaged in various sectors, including Indian youth delegates who had participated in BRICS Youth Summit in New Delhi on Sunday. During the interaction, Dr. Mandavia highlighted the importance of aligning the My Bharat platform with activities that resonate with youth and provide them benefits. While interacting, Dr. Mandavia said youth must embrace the responsibility to contribute towards the betterment of our country and realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Arunachal Pradesh State Human Rights Commission Chairperson Bamang Tago visited Juvenile Observation Home and Sub-Jail at Pasighat on Sunday to take stock of the functioning provision of amenities and other measures in place for the inmates. The chairperson was satisfied with his visit to the juvenile center, and in addition, he offered some suggestions that the need of the infrastructure upgradation. The visiting chairperson also stressed on reformative approach with a humane touch, as even those in conflict with law are entitled to human dignity. Medical checkups, hygiene products, and sanitation, welfare measures, and eligible facilities extended to the inmates were briefed to the visiting chairperson. Along with the rest of the world, Global Tiger Day was observed at Pakhe Tiger Reserve with a series of events today. The events aimed at collective efforts towards tiger conservation and the recognition of dedicated personnel involved in wildlife protection. Satya Prakash Singh, DFO Pakhe Wildlife Sanctuary and Tiger Reserve, informed that the celebration started with a bike rally in the morning, starting from Sejosa to Delasiri in the fringes of Nameri National Park and Tiger Reserve, Assam. The frontline staff of the Tiger Reserve were honored for their exceptional efforts in wildlife protection as part of the celebration. On the occasion, an ex gratia payment to the tune of 7 lakhs was also disbursed to more than 134 victims of human-wildlife conflict, recognizing their resilience and support in conservation efforts. Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, Kanto Jini, along with Secretary-General Arunachal Olympic Association, Bamang Tago, chaired the consultative meeting organized by the East Siang Olympic Association at Siang Guest House on Sunday. Sports Minister said that the state government has formulated the new sport policy with a focus on tapping the potential of the youth, and also we must focus on youth power, as the Arunachal Pradesh government has declared 2024-25 as the Year of the Youth, keeping immense potential and contribution of the youth in the state's development. 13th edition of the state-level Open FIDE Rating Chess Tournament 2024 concluded at Itanagar on Sunday. Dupit Tabu from Upper Subansiri District emerged as the champion. The top four positions were secured by Dupit Tabu, Dupit Tachung, Tamar Niling and Tapir Mijer respectively, and will represent the state in the national championship, which will be held in Haryana in August. On the second day of Paris Olympics, ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar opened medal tally for India with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event on Sunday. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever an Olympic medal in shooting competition. Meanwhile, India's Arjun Babuta finished fourth in the men's 10-meter air rifle event. Arjun is second Indian shooter who missed a medal today, as Ramita Jindal finished 7th in the women's 10-meter air rifle final. In badminton's women's single, India's PV Sindhu won against Abdul Razak of Maldives. In women's boxing 50-kilogram event, Indian boxer Nikhat Zarin defeated Germany's Maxi Karina Kletzer. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.